Yesterday morning was just like sun.
It was pretty yesterday.
By afternoon, it had all started raining, and it's going to rain some more now, as warm as it is. I like to walk. If I walk, then I'm tired, you know, at night. I feel sleepy.
Yeah, sometimes make me sleepy.
Now, you don't have anything to do but your housework.
That's all.
Not too much, probably.
That's right. Need to be out there clean the yard, but I'm afraid to tackle that yard.
Yeah, that's too much. And I need to clean mine.
And then these children, they don't want to keep everything in them. Anyway, get somebody to clean them. They throw everything they get, they throw it right in my yard.
I pick up every time I walk in the house, I pick up. And I want to get out. I walked around a little while yesterday, and we've gotten a cat. And I was walking around, there were three birds. Robins.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Holly thinks. And just piled them up, see. I feed it, and it wasn't hungry, so
that's
it
right.
Just left the birds sitting there. I said, I just don't believe that cat did that. And he said, I bet it did, too.
I bet it did, too. He didn't want them. You eating, he didn't cat food, you don't want to
be. Yeah, I feed him. Feed it. It's a young cat. It's about 6 months old, and we feed it. It's a pretty cat. It has long white hair and blue eyes.
Oh,
you want a cat, I think it's going to have kittens.
Yes, give me one.
If I have some, it's Sue's cat, and she says, now you look out for my cat, and you don't let anything happen to it. So she said, now I'll tell you what, I don't know anything about a cat. So I was going down to the laundry one day, and Harvey was out in the yard, they were fixing the telephone. I said, if you see that cat, now you call me, I want to take it to the vet and get a shot. And a little while he called, and he says, I found that cat. He said, she was with four dogs. So I called Jack Tubman, and he said, well, you're too late. So I didn't know a thing about it. Sue came home, she said, to see that cat. She said, why did you do it? Why did you let it get out? Well, I didn't know a thing in the world about one. I
know it's the truth. I don't know too much about them. We used to have a dog all the time.
Yeah, I remember mine had a dog.
Me and Miss Luther Killer asked him.
How?
Coming in, he knew the truck, and he'd always run to meet us.
Ah.
And he cut across in front of her, and she ran right across his neck.
What was his name? I remember talking about that dog.
Butch. The last one had one named Monroe. It was a big last one, a big old German Shepherd. Yeah. We gave him to the children. And it snowed when he was up here one day, and he wouldn't go outside, and he wouldn't go back home anymore. He stayed.
Is that right?
That's right. Children were here, and he stayed too. And that was Butch, the last one I was out. So Mom said she didn't ever want another dog after we got Key. We stopped by the time we got that back to him. He was dead, couldn't even take him to the vet. It ran right across the neck.
Mm.
He ran, was on the far side, and he gonna cross over and be there when I got out the truck, because he'd meet the truck way down the street. Another dog was on this side barking after me, and he was gonna jump on that dog and just ran up on the wheel.
We've got one now. I was like you. I didn't ever want another one. The neighbors got one. They were all going to be gone one summer. Just a little puppy. And they said, well, y'all look at it. I asked the children. I said, now, when you feed him, you go over in that yard and feed him. Don't you feed him over here, because I don't want another dog. I had looked after. I don't know how many they had.